Now, when you're mapping documents from a higher dimensional space into two dimensions or three dimensions, the question is, how do you organize it? How do you start attaching meaning to where they're placed on the screen? And one way you could say is, what if we, let's say we have multiple criteria or like keywords that we are searching for, and each of those keywords acts like a magnet. And so we place these reference points or keywords as distinct icons in the periphery of the display. So what we have here is visualization, search, results, and internet. And then we display the documents based on how they are related to those search terms. And one system that's been proposed is called Vibe. And the way it works is that depending on how strongly a document is related to these search terms, it affects where it's being placed. And so as this display indicates, we have several ones with arrows that sort of show you. So for example, the one that's closer to search but further away from results indicates that it's more about search but less about results. And if let's say the other one that's midway between tells you that these two search results are equally present. And now one of the challenges is the distinction in this display is, okay, so if you have a document that's related equally strong to both search and results, all of those will be mapped to the same location, regardless if it's very strongly related equally to search and results or weakly related to search and results. And so that's in a way also one of the limitations of this display, that certain things get mapped to the same location even though there's an important distinction between them. And I'll show you now, for example, in Search Crystal, how one way how to address this issue, so to make these documents that are equally related, let's say, or an equal measure or ratio to two search terms or three, but one more stronger than the other, don't get mapped to the same location.